But that's good news, and I'm glad that they've been able to do that. But the problem is that they've reduced their power, because I'm 800 feet, almost 800 feet above sea level, and so are they, if they're still on the RCA building, that is, or what is now known as the GE building. And that has, with the right antenna in the right place, I moved the antenna, moved about 30 feet away from its old position also. That's another thing. So, and it's, plus there's about 6 dB of gain on the antenna that's up there now, that has made a difference as well. And also, a lot of new buildings have been put up in White Plains, the city of White Plains. Some of them very high, I think they obstruct the city of New York as well in terms of radio frequency issues. So anyway, I'm back to being able to hear it, and I'd be interested if any frog in his throat. I'd be interested if anybody else could hear it as well, and or if they ever noticed any change in the signal strength from wherever they are transmitting. Now, they may not be transmitting from RCA anymore, I don't know, but it seemed to me that would be interesting. So back to you, Bob. W2BOB and the group N2NBR.
Yeah, okay. Very good. N2NBR, W2BOB, and well, I come in full scale here, and I'm approximately 15 miles east of New York City. So I'm sure if they were transmitting from Brookhaven, the signal would be a lot less, but it's full scale. So I assume they haven't lowered their power that much. But you're right about obstructions with the path. That could very well be. By the way, there has been another solar disturbance which affected the HF frequencies yesterday and probably again today. So even though the sunspot numbers have been very low lately and continue to decrease, and they still can't figure out exactly why there are so many ups and downs in the solar, in this particular solar cycle. And apparently the scientists have predicted that there might be another, I think they called it a maelstrom, where for a couple of centuries there were no sunspots at all. That's not going to be good for amateur radio, to say the least. So there you go. All righty. Continuing right along, let's go to Bill, WB2OXU, for another transmission. This is W2BOB in the net.
W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU. Well, thank you, Bob, for not forgetting me this time, as you passed me by on the first go around, but I'm sure it wasn't intentional. And Joe, happy Mother's Day to you. And John, yes, you're operating on the reduced power, but they've been on and off. They haven't been on the whole time. And now I'm getting it somewhere around an S3, and it used to be around an S5, S6. So they, I read something about that. That they were operating on the reduced power. They were interfering with some government services. I think one of them was the Coast Guard. So they've been off the air for a while, and now they've been on and off for quite some time. But today they're working. So anyway, not much going on here. It's about 60 degrees and raining, so it's going to be another one of those days. Better have the boat ready, just in case. Anyway, not much else going on. W2BOB on the group, and WB2OXU.
Okay, Bill, very good. And thanks for the additional info on the weather station. And I didn't realize that I had missed you. I apologize for that. So. All righty, George, you're next. K2BIE, W2BOB with the group.
Thank you, Bob. Let me say first, happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there who have been kind enough to give us one another. It's a great privilege to be alive. I also want to say, I did a little tuning around this morning, and I don't know, I wondered why the propagation was so lousy. I can hardly hear any signals on anything on the lower frequencies, on the HF area. And by golly, if we had a solar flare, that usually does wipe me out here. Tertiarily, if we have had a declining number of sunspots, I'm kind of concerned about that because basically those are the way that you keep score as far as solar activity. And if the sun has just decided that it wants to slow down and reduce the output, wow, we could be heading for another little ice age, which was, of course, what we came out of at the turn of the old century, and which was one of the primary reasons why the Titanic sank. But there was all kinds of icebergs being freed up as the ice age ended, and ice shelves were melting everywhere. So global warming could be the least of our concerns. Global cooling could do us in. Nice thought to think about. Well, anyway, it gives you something to be excited about for the rest of the day. I'm going to have to say 73 is I have a chiropractor appointment coming up, and it's been a delight being with you this morning. And I look forward to Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. And again, happy Mother's Day. We're going to celebrate with the kids at a little late lunch at Roots Chris on Sunday. So, 2BOB in the group, 73 from K2BIE.
Okay, George, very good, and that's nice. I've never been to Roots Chris, but I have been in cities where they did have branches, I guess, but never did get there. But I'm sure that it'll be quite enjoyable. All righty. Alan said he was just listening, so I will not call him in at this point. And instead, we'll go to Barry, K2MF, W2BOB, and the CBS Net.
All righty, Bob. K2MF returning. Yeah, on the weather station thing, I still get emails from an SBE local list in the New York area, and it has a lot of the EAS information on it regarding the tests and tests that don't get through and so forth and so on. And the Weather Service has been sending a test now once a week for many years. And I believe a few months ago they did run into a technical problem with the station on 16255 up on the RCA building. And I don't recall whether the problem was with the EAS equipment or whether it was with the RF equipment. I believe it was with the RF equipment, and they were causing interference or they were getting interference from something. And after engineers looked at it for a few months, they couldn't find the problem, so I think the station did go dark for a while. But I concur that it's back on the air, and it sounds awfully strong. I don't know whether it's full power or not, but there was an issue up there. I do know this. The fact that they're back on may mean that they have solved their problem. I don't know. That's about all I have to add. I'll say good morning to Paul, and it's good to hear you and Joe. You always give me such a nice welcome. I appreciate that. And we will say our 73 on this round, we'll listen out. So, Bob, back to you. I hope everybody has a really good weekend this weekend. W2BOB, K2MF.
Okay, Barry, thank you. And same to you. And great to have you with us, as always. And we'll... When you can get on with us again, of course, you're very welcome to do so. And I know that the feeling on the broadcast is that it's mutual. So, all right, let's move right along here and get Greg, who is next, N2AIR, for another transmission. This is W2BOB.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. This is N2AIR in the group. Yeah, and before I get out of here, let me say Happy Mother's Day to Joe and any other mothers that might be listening. And as far as the weather coming into Queens here, I turned on the AC, sitting here in the kitchen, and it's banging in here full scale. So it's definitely there. Other than that, this weekend I plan to tackle getting a couple of PSK-31 systems going, one on my ICOM 735 and one on the 718. Next to CW, it's the next best bet for getting through when there's really nothing there. So I'm going to give that a shot. I spent half of my career at AT&T on the data side of the house. I might as well play with it a little bit. Anyway, once again, happy Mother's Day. I'll say, share them shares, just go jazz, which for you non-speakers is 7-3 and all that jazz in my ancestors' language, Polish. This is N2AIR.
Okay, very good. N2AIR, W2BOV, and I always got a kick out of the Polish expression, Dzień dobry, dzień dobry, dzień dobry. I forget, that was on one of the polka records, and I forget who, but by one of the old-time polka bands. So, alrighty, you learn a lot when you are assigned to do something that you don't normally do, and that was what it was like in Riverhead on the radio station, because just about every farmer out east was Polish descent, and they really, I had a good listening audience for that, even though, you know, I didn't feel all that comfortable doing it, but I really got to like polka music after a while. At 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's hard to like anything, but there you go. All right, let's go to Paul again. Paul number two, NZ2K, for another transmission of the 73, please, Paul. This is W2BLB with the CBS set. And Z2K, still with us? Well, I guess he might have had a phone call or something and didn't reply here, so. All right, with that, it's time to close things down, so we'll go back up to the top for 73s again. WA2ZNT, W2BOB with the net.
KC2ZUM, disconnected.
Bill and Greg, for your Mother's Day wishes, that's very nice. And I also wish all those mothers who are listening the same. Felicitations and whatever. Do you know who founded Mother's Day? Anna Jarvis. And she, her intentions were different, really to honor the mothers, but it has been very, very much commercialized. And so that was that. She was a little disconcerted about it, maybe a lot of that the way it goes. Okay, so much for that. It should be a pleasant day Sunday, and warm too, I guess near 80. Did somebody say that? Whatever. We get a couple of nice days, and then it turns chilly and damp again. It doesn't stay nice days, a bunch of nice days in a row. But and then by June, or it'll probably possibly be 100 degrees, who knows. All right, so we'll keep it light and not gloomy. So 73, everybody, and we'll look for you Monday. Have a good weekend. And, and I'm reading an autobiography by Will Rogers, a very interesting book. And if any of you were interested in him in the early years of the 20th century, and that he was in the movies and on the air and on the stage and did rope tricks because he was a cowboy from Oklahoma, and all kinds of active life, very part Cherokee, but his speech was cowboy style anyway. And I find it very good. Usually biographies can be dull reading, but not this one. Reading and good net. W2BOBWA2ZNT.
All right, Joe, thank you. WA2ZNT, W2BOB with the CBS net, and a very happy Mother's Day to you, Josephine, and to all the moms out there, that's for sure. Okay, over to Paul for his 73, say C2T, W2BOB with the net. Go ahead, Paul.
W2BOB and the group AC2T, Flying Business Bob Yacht. A very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and hopefully you have a good day and get a lot of gifts for Mother's Day, and I think it's a nice holiday. But that's the way things are. Time moves on, and other than that, it's going to be a nice weekend. That's the main thing. Haven't heard if we're going to have a VE session yet tomorrow because nobody has called or made an appointment, so we possibly might not have one. But it's still open. It's a possibility we'll get the call either today or tomorrow morning. We'll see what happens. With that, I'm going to say 73 to all. Make the best of today and have a better day tomorrow and a good weekend. So this is AC2T, and I'll say 73. Over to you, Bob, W2BOB, AC2T.
All right, very good, Paul. AC2T, W2BOB, and, well, we hope you get some takers for the examination. That's for sure. KD2CYX, Vinny, your turn for 73 is here with the net, so... over to you, and this is W2BOB. Go ahead.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. I'll make this quick. We're running short on time. Wish everybody 73s. Josephine, again, have a wonderful Mother's Day, and the best to you, and the best to all the mothers out there. Sunday's going to be a really beautiful day, so the weatherman says, and let's all enjoy it. So with that, 73s to everybody. Have a great weekend, and God willing, we'll be talking again on Monday. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, very good. There we go. I had a disruption on EchoLink, and it dropped out right in the middle of your transmission there, Vinny, so that's why there was a delay. It's not a perfect system by any means, but in the situation such as what I'm experiencing here, as far as being direct over the air, it is a big help. So. All right, John is next, N2NBR for 73s. This is W2BOB with the CBS set. Go ahead, John.
Okay, very good. Bob, I think it's the system there that is really invaluable when you're on the low bands, and it really makes a huge difference, it seems to me, and I'm sure you as well. That you know, it helps hold together a what otherwise not might not be possible, holds together a good net, you know, for everybody concerned. So, and Josephine, I saw a absolutely beautiful set of Drake twins at the Ham Fest in Middletown about 3 weeks ago. And if I had had or the necessity for a station of that era, I would have bought it immediately. It was in absolutely perfect condition, and it looked as if it had been taken out of the box, you know, from the factory. That's how great looking it was. And I guess all you needed was a clean pair of tubes. I don't know what they used in those, maybe a 6146 or something like that. But anyway, it was a great-looking rig. So with that, I'll say 7-3 all around, and everybody have a good weekend, and we'll catch everybody on Monday. W2BOB in the group, N2NBR listening out.
Okay, very good, John. And to NBR, W2BOV with the net, and fine business, and we'll look for you back here next week. And let's go now to Bill, WB2OXU, for his 73 for the net. This is W2BOV. Go ahead, Bill.
W2BOV and the group, WB2OXU. Very good, Bob. Once again, glad to hear you all this morning. As always, stay well, have a good weekend. Once again, Joe, happy Mother's Day, and enjoy. 73's for now, and maybe we'll catch you all on Monday once again for another round. Bob, just a quick question there. You're having trouble with your setup again, antennas or radio? I hope it's nothing serious. W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU. 73's, everyone.
Okay, Bill, thanks. WB2OXU, W2BOB. I think it's hard to troubleshoot while you're in the net, but I think it's a bad connection in the antenna lead-in. And I'm going to have to check that again. Unfortunately, it's not a good day to be out doing that stuff until the sun comes out and dries things off. It's very wet out there. But at any rate, thank you for the good wishes, and we'll look for you back next week with us. Okay, according to my logging now, everyone has given a 73, and I'll say my 73 at this point for the CBS retirees bet. And a reminder, we meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 a.m. on this frequency. And with that, we once again wish everyone a good day today, a fine weekend, and a happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And look for you on Monday morning at 9 o'clock, the good Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. W2BOB closing the CBS net for today, and we'll look for you again next week. Have a good day.
W2BOB, K2MF.
Yeah, go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, that's something about Tom. That's rough. What we have to endure usually makes us stronger, so hopefully he will come out of this okay. I'm sure. I'm plugging for him, and I know you are, and so is everybody else. By the way, I heard Warren chatting with you yesterday. I did not hear you, of course, but I heard Warren chatting with you at about 3:30, and boy, was he strong up here yesterday.
Yeah, as long as he has his house pointed in the right direction, he is very strong. When he, we had that station in Washington State check into the net yesterday, and when he turned his beam, when Warren turned his beam to give maximum contact with Washington State. He dropped down into my noise level, and as soon as he turned it back northeast, he was back up 20, 30 over 9. So, yeah, he was very strong. And that's the way it works. So, fine business. Well, I'm glad you were at least monitoring yesterday. And as far as Tom is concerned, well, I guess you're aware that he does have multiple sclerosis, which I think is 50% of problem that, well, he is present conflicting situation or not, but I'm sure it was a big factor. So. Anyway, that's about it. I don't have much further, and are you going to go to the CBS Retirees Luncheon? K2MF, W2VOB.
Now that you mention that about Tom, I seem to recall that that's the, you're right, and that's the case, and I had completely forgotten about that. Yeah, it makes it more difficult, doesn't it? No, I'm not, Bob. I didn't get my check-in on time, and I decided that I was trying to determine whether I'd be chasing some counties on that day, because a lot of these guys publish their trips. So I actually have a calendar I fill in where I'm expecting, you know, certain counties to come up. And I do have some that are scheduled for that day. So I decided that I was going to skip that. But maybe one of these years we'll be able to get over there. But I thank you for giving me the information that you did. So, all right, I won't hold it. I just wanted to acknowledge that you said that before. And your signal's sounding very good today. Whatever problem I guess you had, you've apparently repaired it. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. W2BOB, K2MF.
Okay, Barry. No, I haven't repaired it yet. I'm on echo leak. Which is great, a great backup when you have RF problems, as I have experienced this morning. So, all right. Okay, all the best to you and yours, and we'll speak to you down the log someplace. But always good to hear from you, Barry. K2MF, W2VOB is going QRT.
Oh, that's why. Okay. I didn't know why you were taking so long to key up this morning. I got to tell you, you don't sound like you're on Echo Link, so my congratulations to you for that. All right, you fooled me. Very good. talk to you next week, Bob. 73 W2BOB K2MF.
Okay, fine business. Good morning.
W2BOB disconnected.
and your 020 weight motor oil's in stock already.
Oh, you don't mess around, so when do you want to do this?
We will get back together on Monday and see how my week starts, and I'll let you know, I'll see what morning. I don't have any early morning oil changes coming in, and I'll set you up around your schedule.
Hey, just let me know what day, and I'll get up and leave my house real early. What do you need, an hour to do it?
Yeah, approximately that, maybe a little less, but all the BS we'll probably be doing, too. Yeah, while the oil's draining, I can lower the car down and rotate the tires while it's draining good. Yeah, I'll talk to you about it more, because I got to jump inside the bank for something, and but I'm on the ball. Your filters will be there, like I said, tomorrow. They didn't have any in stock in the store yet. Pretty new car.
Yeah, tell me about it.
All right, great.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
No, thank you, Charlie. No problem. All right, I got to run. If I don't talk to you, have a good day. I'll have the radio on in the shop while I'm working tomorrow. N1LU, KD2BOR.
All right, take care, Rock. I'll be talking to you. Let's see. What the heck is Paul's call sign? AC2T. N1LU.
KB2TIA.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Okay, Charlie. I'm just mobile, running some errands. Not much going on.
Think you'll get to that 220 antenna this weekend?
Highly doubtful. I have three house guests. So it's going to be another lost weekend. I also have my daughter's communion Saturday, which is why I'm running around today, last minute things. And so it's a busy weekend, to say the least. And had my wife home the last today and yesterday, so that cut out any radio time. And so right now I'm just out running some errands.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, it must be frustrating seeing that radio and not being able to use it.
Well, it certainly is, I'll tell you that. How was your trip to Washington?
Talk about frustrating. It was long. Left the house at 8 in the morning, got back 7:30 at night. Traffic on the way down, nothing on the way back, but it's a long damn ride, especially on the way back. But we did hit a lot of traffic on the way down. It was a little over 5 hours going down and just about five coming back. So it wasn't too terribly horrible. The rain slowed us up going down, and then a couple of slow ups on the Garden State Parkway. Took 95 all the way back, right to just about the George Washington Bridge, and then jumped on the exit for the Palisades Parkway. Didn't hit a lick of traffic on the way home, and that was all, you know, a lot of it was rush hour time, too. I just lucked out coming back, thank God. Then pulled in the driveway at 7:30 at night and had to empty the car.
Did you just say you pulled in at 7:30 at night and didn't see the car? I was wondering how much sleep you got, because I thought you might be taking off. And Rocky said, no, you were going to be going to work this morning. So, meaning you got some iron constitution. I think after that drive to and from, I would have been a little too tired to go in.
Well, I took the Thursday off, so I didn't want to take another day off. So what I was saying is we pulled in the driveway after the 10 hours on the road at 7:30 at night, and then I still had to empty the car from all his crap from his dorm.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. I got a lot of road noise here. It's like a pothole city, so you got to forgive me. I'm telling you, I need a 4x4 to go down Hempstead Turnpike here. It's like potholes everywhere.
Yep, our tax is hardly at work.
I see a call came back, AC2T, KB2TIA.
Just wanted to see if he got my tube.
Sorry about that, I was in a little congestion, trying to get around some people. KB2, TIA Mobile.
Stand by, I'm giving him a landline. N1LU. How do you do? Hey, how's it going? Not so bad. I got the picture you sent me yesterday. Did you get the return message? I got the message that you got it, yeah. Oh, okay, so it's one more thing I know how to do with the phone. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it a lot. My son's phone speaks to him. Whoops, sorry about that. My son's phone speaks to him. I don't know how he's got that set up. Yeah, I think this one has something like that, so you can ask a question, and the phone will answer it after it finds the answer. Yeah, my son's always been a wise guy. It's called Siri, I think. I think that's the name. At least that's the name that he's given it. So he says, Siri, where can I hide a dead body? Yeah, that's the name of it, Siri. I tried it once. I couldn't get it to work right. But then again, I'm a novice with this phone. And, okay, I gotta get ready to go to the dentist, take a shower and shave. I have an appointment in about 40 minutes in Northvale across from the Fox Hunt. Talk to you later, WA2ZOZ. All right, Don. Catch you later, man. Have a good day. WA2ZOZ, N1LU.
N1LU, KB2TIA, mobile. KB2TIA, mobile. KB2TIA, N2AIR. How's it going, Steve? And I hope your daughter has a nice communion.
Thank you, Greg. It's going to be an exciting weekend. I also have three house guests, so that should be fun. She's very excited.
This is going to be on Mother's Day?
Day before. Her communion's tomorrow. And Mother's Day Sunday.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I knew it was around Mother's Day. Or I couldn't remember if it was on Mother's Day. Whatever. But, yeah, it was a nice weekend. I don't know, they still have them wear the communion get-ups, the white dresses and everything like that, and the kids with the blue suits. I can remember for mine, I had to wear the stiff Buster Brown collar and a big white bow. And my mother made sure my bow was the biggest and fluffiest. It's terrible.
Well, she's got the white gown and the headpiece and the banner. They make a banner with her name on it and symbols of communion. She's very, very excited. So you think it's like a little wedding to them?
Oh yeah, it was a very exciting day. I remember mine was extremely hot. I couldn't wait to get home to get that, not only the suit, but like I said, those stiff starched Buster Brown collars. What a drag.
I was out here talking to Charlie, but I don't know what happened to him. I ran into the bank, and then I got gas for the car, and now I'm headed home.
Oh, all right. Yeah, just hanging around here. I'm going to go out in a couple of minutes and get my ears lowered, and I got to go to Citibank and straighten something out. A bunch of morons. I guess you could tell. Maybe it's the weather. I'm not in the best of moods today.
Oh, I can't stand Citibank. I have my own issue with them years ago, where every Thursday night, I got paid on Thursday, and I would deposit my check via the ATM, you know, at the time. This is years ago in the 90s, I guess, probably the end of the 90s sometime. And, you know, routine. It went on and on for like 2 years. And then one day, I wrote some checks and they bounced. I'm like, what the heck is this? And I get hit with all these fees. They said, oh, the manager decided to hold your check for whatever heck it was, like 9 days or 19 days or something like that. They held my check back. I'm like, why would you hold it back? It's the same. Look at my record. It's like clockwork for 2 years. You know, oh, it's at his discretion. It's just ridiculous. So I couldn't get anywhere with them. So the very next day I went there, I pulled every dime I had, and I've never gone back to Citibank.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, at one point or another, my mortgage got sold to them. Having two ex-wives, I'm still paying off a mortgage on this dump. They screwed around with me on my car loan. When that got paid off, they sent me a late fee charge that I had to pay. In addition to my last payment on the car, I was like, why did you just deduct it out of my account like you've been doing? Oh, well, if you remember, when you took out the car loan, which was 5 years ago, they said that you had to make the last payment in person or send in a check or something like that because there's always an additional interest charge. I was like, you expect me to remember what you said 5 years ago?
Wow. You know, that's the real business they're in. They're in the nickel and diming you and charging you penalties, and that's the real business, and that's the heart of the matter. You know, especially in this economy, not many people have deep savings, you know. But I've always had different accounts for everything, you know. I have one account I just cash my check into. We have an account for the mortgage. We have accounts for each of my kids. You know, we have a Christmas account. We have, like, our real savings account. You know, we have, we have accounts for everything, accounts for checking. So I keep everything separate, and I like it that way. And, but, like, when this guy did, when Citibank did that to me that time, I was, you know, I wasn't married yet or anything. I was just a kid. But I was so irritated that even to this day, I see a Citibank and I just have a feeling of disgust. Because I realized that, you know, that's what they did. So they hit me up for all these fees, you know, all these bounced checks and stuff. And for what? For nothing. You know? Oh, his discretion to hold my check. The same check I've deposited in over and over again for 2 straight years, and now it's suspicious. Now you're holding it. That makes no sense whatsoever, and I couldn't get anywhere with them. So at the time, you know, I had maybe like $2,200 in that account just to cash against my paycheck, and so I put every dime I had with them out of that bank.
Yeah, like you said, they're just trying to nickel and dime you to death. Most of these banking institutions are like that. I'm kind of sick of it all. But, like you can't stuff it in your mattress anymore. Actually, you probably could. You know, my fortune isn't that grand.
Okay, Greg, I'm pulling into the driveway. I just smacked my antenna on a tree. I had to go pong. It's not even that big of an antenna. It's like an MSJ,
I don't know if it's because of the spot or because you whacked the antenna, but give it a good look-see. Anyway, catch you later. 7-3 and all that jazz. N2AIR.
73, Greg. KB2TIA. QRT.
Possibility that it might be another extra 2 weeks before I get the antenna, which is fine because, you know, the base has still got like another week or two for it to dry out before I'm even going to put the tower on it, so it's not a big deal. Oh, well, that's good. Once that base is good and dry, then you should have no problem. All right, I'll let you go. Do what you have to, and I'll be waiting for you. Just give me a heads up, and I'll be ready to go. So I'm doing a little work on the radio here, and once I finish that, I'm ready to go. I just replaced SO239. Well, not replaced, I added it because they had, I didn't believe it, but that's what Heathkit did way back then in them days. They used an RCA phono jack for the RF output. Well, just because they used it didn't mean that they had to build it that way. You know how that works. That's why everything we have gets modified, because you put it together the way you want to put it together in the long run. You know how that stuff works. It's funny. We've got a million kits lying all over the place that we scavenge things from. Well, I did that on the original one when I bought it, and I saw that, and I didn't like it, so I put an SO239 in its place. So this fella had this one here, and he wanted me to check it out. And it still had the original RCA jack, so I told him I'll replace it for you. Anyway, so I'll finish with that. The next thing is to check it out and give it back to him. Well, first we'll try it out. We'll see how it sounds, and then we'll give it back. Anyway, so take care and give me a heads up. Let me grab a bite to eat, wash up, and I'll be ready when you get here. Okay, 2FPL, EC2T. All right, Paul, I'm going to be heading out of the car for a minute to stop at the bank. Just do me a favor, remind me, I made a prototype business card for the club. I think you're going to like it. I want to show it to you. I'll see you in a little while. AP2C, this is KA2FPL. I'll be listening. It's 7-3 for now. I'll be listening also.
C2T from K2EIR.
Yes, Howie, what can I do for you? K2EIRAC2T.
I wanted to thank you for joining in last night and just check on my signal report. Again, what I was using here was a separate transmit and receive antenna, and everyone was just rather weak. Strangely enough, after tuning around the band, the one station that was still coming in as good as he's come in any other night is this G0EVY over in the United Kingdom. And he apparently has a crane that elevates his antenna by about 100 feet or so, and, you know, it's a 140-foot boom and multi-elements and that kind of thing. He was on the transmit antenna, he was like 10 over S9, and even on the loop he was about S7, S8. You know, you didn't register on the S meter, but I could hear you, and I'm just curious how strong I was.
You know, there was a lot of QSP last night, but you were doing between a 7 to a 9 on a signal. It depends. That's, you know, on my RF meter, S meter. The other guys were all solid S9, no problem. And then I heard you later. You called that guy from, I think, Illinois. He heard you, but you were in the noise, and he couldn't make out what you were saying.
Yeah, he wasn't too strong here either. I would have loved to have tried to talk to that guy in the United Kingdom. And I had another antenna I was going to try, but, you know, I was tired and was getting late. Unfortunately, the other antenna I have to do after it gets dark. I can't put it up while it's, anyone can see it in daylight, and probably not even early evening when people might be in the parking lot. I'm right adjacent to the parking lot where other residents you know, come in and out, so it isn't very stealthy if, you know, people see you.
what happens sometimes, but hey, you were doing good. I was just tuning around, and all of a sudden I heard you. I said, hey, that's Howie. So that's why I jumped in there. Anyway, let me say 7-3s. I got a few things I got to do, and then Mike is going to stop by later, and we're going to do something. But good hearing you, and hopefully you'll make the luncheon on the 22nd. Maybe I'll see you then.
I'm planning on being there. Of course, never know what happens to my plans these days. Yeah, please give Mike and Carol my regards. That's really nice. Okay, take care. 73, AC2T from K2EIR.
K2EIR, AC2T, 73, Howie, and take care.
I gotta go back to the house, because otherwise I'll never be able to meet Chinese Charlie, and if Carol has an emergency, she can't get me.
Yeah, you better keep that phone with you. So go ahead, no problem. I'll be waiting for you. Whenever you get here, just take your time.
All right, no problem. I just want to let you know, this way you know where I am. I'll talk to you in a little bit. I'll be listening. KA2FBL.
A2FBL, AC2P, clear and listening.
AC2T,
where are you now?
I just left Chinese Charlie, so I'm on my way over to you.
Me to meet you over there?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Make it a little easier. I'll meet you in front of the place.
Yeah, in a few minutes. AC2T will be clear. 7-3s for now.